The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. September 10th, the 29th season of the Bridget St. Bridget Theater opens at First Central Congregational Church. And the artistic director and founder and also director of the first show, which will be The Dresser, is Kathy Kurz. She's with me now on Live and Local. Kathy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, 29 years, congratulations. Can you give us a brief history? That's quite an accomplishment to hit 29 years.
Especially after last year. I started the theater actually to do classics. There was a theater here that I worked at frequently. I've jobbed in as a director at other places. But it was the Nebraska Repertory Theater, and it was familiarly known as the Norton, and it had just closed, and so there was no place doing classics, and I wanted to direct classics, so I founded the theater. I didn't imagine that it would go, that it would keep going as it has, but we've produced every season since 1993, and so we do a combination of older classic plays, and then we also intersperse that with contemporary plays that have a sort of a plays that we think will be classics, that will last for a long time.
Well, The Dresser certainly falls into that category. If you give us a brief synopsis on it, because it is a classic and also about a classic being performed, the play within a play, if you will.
Yes, The Dresser takes place in 1941 in a provincial theater in Britain during the Blitz. There's a touring company at a small provincial theater that has just moved in for the evening to perform a production of King Lear amid the bombing. And the actor-manager company, and he's only referred to as Sir, is kind of losing his balance. He was, we hear, you know, running around the rubble in the streets, kind of removing his clothing early in the day. And he's been, you know, taken back to the theater, and his dresser is responsible for getting him ready mentally and physically to do the play. So the play is about, you know, several, it has lots of themes, but several stories are going on. The main one is getting Sir, the relationship between Sir and his dresser, and what it is like backstage with stage managers and dressers and company members in such reduced circumstances, especially during the war.
Fascinating. How have rehearsals been going with the cast and everything? And what I mean by that is, are you still blocking and casting with respect to social distancing and COVID protocols and that type of thing? Or have you been able to just open the door and go full bore?
When we announced our auditions back in July, at the end of July, the stipulation for anyone who was auditioning or being cast was that they would need to have proof of vaccination. And so we went forward in that way, able to cast it. And then as far as rehearsals, we're in a large space and there aren't that many people in the cast. And usually the scenes are among maybe three people, four at the most, very briefly. So social distancing in that sense hasn't been a problem. And since everyone is vaccinated, and of course we have the ventilation checked and, you know, we clean every prop and anything anyone touches before and after rehearsal. So that's what we've been doing.
Sure. Go ahead.
As far as audiences are concerned, since the rise of this Delta we put into place policy that audiences will be masked in order to be admitted, and they also have to show proof of vaccination. And then there will be social distancing between parties. So if there are two people, you know, there will be seats blocked off before we seat the next person, and so on.
Okay, very good. Where's the First Central Congregational Church located?
It's at 421 South 36th on the, southeast corner of 36th and Honey.
All right, very good. BSBtheater.com is the place to go for information. September 10th through the 26th, they open the season with The Dresser. This is Kathy Kurz, Artistic Director and founder of the Bridget St. Bridget Theater Company. She's been my guest today on Live and Local. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.